This is St. Louis Public Radio News. I'm Jonathan Aul. The St. Louis Board of Aldermen ended their current legislative session yesterday by passing some long-awaited traffic safety ordinances. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley has more.
The board approved regulations on police surveillance technology that will bring red light cameras back. The board approved regulations on police surveillance technology that will bring red light cameras back to the city. St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones noted how a handful of people have died and more than 100 have been injured in traffic crashes since the traffic bills were first introduced last year. Board of Aldermen President Megan Green took a moment to reflect.
By bringing back automated traffic enforcement and establishing vital checks and balances of surveillance technologies, demonstrated our commitment to legislating with, not just for, our community.
The new legislative session for the Board of Aldermen begins today. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
A St. Louis judge has awarded more than $23 million to Luther Hall, a former St. Louis police officer who was beaten by other officers in 2017. Hall, who is black, was working undercover when Randy Hayes and other white officers beat him during a protest after ex-St. Louis police officer Jason Stockley was found not guilty of murder in the death of Anthony Lamar Smith in 2011. Yesterday's ruling comes as Hall and his lawyer sought a default judgment against Hayes, who a judge sentenced to more than 4 years in prison for violating Hall's civil rights and other charges. Hall received a $5 million settlement from the city in 2021. A Missouri House committee alleges that Speaker of the House Dean Plocker obstructed an investigation into possible ethics misconduct while serving as Speaker. According to the Missouri Independent, a report issued by the House Ethics Committee says Plocker pressured potential witnesses and himself refused to cooperate with the attorney in charge of collecting evidence for the committee. The report concluded that the committee lacked direct evidence proving ethical misconduct when Plocker advocated for a new software contract for the House, fired a former staffer, or for filing false expense reimbursement reports. The DePere Republican has been under investigation for months. The Independent reported he declined to comment last night. Members of the House committee ultimately voted the report down Monday night, creating confusion as to what happens next. The committee is slated to meet again today. A new set of studies finds tens of thousands of construction workers in Missouri and Kansas aren't properly classified by their employers. Unions representing construction workers say this leads to wage theft and tax fraud by companies in both states. St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmid reports.
The studies from the University of Missouri-Kansas City find Kansas and Missouri have more than 30,000 misclassified construction workers. UMKC economics professor Michael Kelsey authored the studies, which received funding from the Mid-America Carpenters Regional Council. He says these numbers are mostly the result of employers classifying workers as independent contractors,
which allows them to save approximately one-third of their labor costs by not paying all these associated taxes. Workman comp, state income tax, federal income tax, Social Security.
Kelsey says at the high end, both Missouri and Kansas could be losing out on nearly $50 million in state income taxes. I'm Eric Schmid, St. Louis Public Radio.
And I'm Jonathan Aul. This is St. Louis Public Radio News.